Welcome back. It is Game On. You're inside the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. We're headed to the Fidelity Communications Hotline and bring in Dudley Dawson. Dudley, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Appreciate it, and kudos to the bumper music. Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders. Love it.
Kudos to you for knowing it and recognizing it like that. You are all over it.
That's what I do. I'm big time in trivia when we have music, so...
I said earlier, I don't listen to music. I'm a sports talk radio guy. That's all I'll listen to. Unless my two girls are in the car, and then they make me change it. And so I guess that's about the only time. But it's always, you know.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. You've got two girls. My kids are 20, 29, 26, 25, and 22. So they don't really ride in the car with me anymore.
So I should cherish the moments. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk about some of these recruiting legislation, some of the things that are going on. One, the early signing period, possibility of changing that to mid-December. Is this a good thing?
I'm a big fan of it, especially for Arkansas and schools like that who often all too many times go out, do the work, evaluating kids, get them committed, and then Alabama, LSU, others fly in late and get them to flip. Flip is a bad word for me. And Richard Davenport, decommitment's another, you know, bad word. But I think it's good. Most of these kids, and not all of them, but most of these kids, I would say 75%, know where they're going by September, much less December. And I think you're able to get it out of the way, and I think it's just good for the kids. I think it's good for schools. I know that the Blue Bloods, won't have the opportunity to manipulate the system down to the end, but you've just got to be in Arkansas. You've got to go with what is best for you, and that's why, Coach B and every coach that's been here before and every coach that will be here after them will support anything they can do to help them out recruiting.
You know, I think this helps out some of the kids, too. Those kids, we've heard the terrible stories of a kid who's been committed and thought he was going to a certain school, and then come February, they move on. They go in a different direction, or they've oversigned. Some of these kids that know they want to go there, they can go, and if the school's really serious, they'll have the paperwork in front of them in December, and then that's that.
Right, and let's take, for example, a kid like Monteric Brown, obviously one of the stars of this Arkansas recruiting class. He is going to be a great player up here, I think, a highly recruited prospect, but just about as shy in public as he can be when he's not around his teammates. And I think he had a lot of trouble telling each of the head coaches no, be it Nick Saban, be it Mike Gundy, Ed Orgeron and all the others, it was hard for him to say no. And if you move this thing up and allow them to go ahead and sign early, then, I think it takes a lot of pressure off of them. I myself would be fine with it in June, but I understand why coaches don't want to have it in June.
Speaking of, there's the discussion of allowing juniors to take their official visits earlier, move that into the springtime. Now, I've seen where Coach Bielema was not in favor of that. His reason was they need to be focused in April and May on their high school work, finishing their junior year strong, because some of these guys have work to do in the classroom. The schools in the Big Ten up north, they want this because they want kids taking official visits in April and May, not official visits in December, January, and February. But the SEC is against it. What do you think about taking official visits in April and May of your junior year?
I do not like them to take them in April and May. I don't think that would be conducive. As you said, my late wife and my current wife are both teachers. And so I have a lot of respect for education and what the kids go through and what the teachers go through in that situation. I don't like it in the spring. Now, I am absolutely fine with it in June. I think it's an excellent deal because the kids are out of school then. They can take these official visits. As I said, most of them know where they're going by September, whether they announce it or not. So I really like the June factor, not so much the you know, April, March, April, all that. But I think June is an excellent time to allow them to take these official visits and have the schools pay for it instead of them having to come on their own dime, which is what a lot of these kids, Arkansas tries to do to get them here during the summer. You know, they had a bus here one time that showed up with 20 kids from Detroit that, you know, were able to visit here during camp and stuff, but they weren't able to experience the full package that Arkansas had to offer because you just can't do that with 20 kids and when they're paying on their own dime and all these things. But, yeah, I'm real – as recruiting writers and as coaches, we're working in June anyway, so why not get some things solidified at a time when kids are not in school?
Dudley Dawson's with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. 10th full-time assistant coach. That proposal's been approved. They'll vote on it, but it sounds like that's going to happen, and it'll be next January. Good idea, and will this help recruiting?
Yes, absolutely. And anytime you can get more coaches, you know, whether they're full-time, designated as full-time assistants or consultants, as Alabama has about 30 of them, and I'm not joking. About that,
Dudley, you may be underestimating. On Twitter that they're trying to stop this. This is something that they're going to work on, and Bowlesby said he knows of one school that has 97 staffers, 10 full-time coaches, the coach, head coach, and the assistant, 87 off-the-field people in their football staff, 87.
Yeah.
And of course, we all know who that is.
Yeah, and that's why they. You know, for a variety of reasons, that's why they're able to have so much success, that and winning and, you know, obviously the head coach and all that. But yeah, I think it will help Arkansas in other schools. I personally think it should be a guy who is strictly in charge of special teams and also gets to go out, as Coach B has talked about. He can be here, work on special teams Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, head out Monday night, be in a school on Thursday, see a game on Friday, and just be an active recruiting coach during the actual season. So I like that proposal. I know they do up here as well. I think he's already got a list on his desk of who he wants to hire and just waiting for approval.
Have you heard anything about the basketball recruit that's on his visit?
He was supposed to get here at 10 o'clock last night. We tried to, you know, when they're on the official visit, the NCAA and the University of Arkansas compliance lets us, doesn't want us to bother them, but it's my understanding that he's here. Very good point guard. Mari is a young man who was committed to Oklahoma State. He committed to them in December. Then Brad Underwood obviously left to take a different job. They elevated the assistant. The assistant forgot to call him for three or 4 weeks. And so he decided to decommit. And now here he is. And we all know that Arkansas has some great guards, but we also know that Arkansas does not have a true point guard. That's what this kid is. He's got some other opportunities, but I assume they're going to do their absolute best to try to get him committed before he leaves campus this weekend. And really, that would be just a huge benefit to a class that's already ranked 18th, I think, by ESPN. Those three kids are playing at Little Rock Mills this weekend in the Central Arkansas Senior High School Showcase, by the way, which the girls game at 5, and I think the boys game at 6:30. But he would just be a great addition. We can argue whether they need another big man, a scoring wing, or a point guard, but I, being an old point guard 50 years ago myself, I always think you need a lead point guard that is a true distributor, and that's what this kid is. And Arkansas will be very fortunate and should send a thank you note to Mike Boynton, the Oklahoma State assistant coach, if they do land him. Oh, he's now the head coach.
What a screw up. Oh, man. Yep. Epic proportions. Dudley, thank you, sir. Have a great Easter weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you for your time.
You bet, man. Anytime.